Czech universities are set for the biggest change in years. After several failed attempts in the past, the Education Ministry is finalizing reform legislation that should help universities adapt to the changing environment. The reform seeks, among other things, to diversify the universities and change their financing. It should also improve cooperation between universities and industry. But how does the business sector see the ministry's efforts? In this edition of Marketplace, I discuss these issues with Jan Louda, a university relations coordinator at IBM Czech Republic.
The projects that we are sort of running with the universities, there are projects on many levels. We have university as a partner in research. We have graduates from the universities that are, I would say, future employees for IBM, for business partners, for customers. And lately, we are developing with the universities also some concept where universities are partner in business as well. This is basically the concept of the competence centers that we have. These competency centers that are being developed at universities include different innovative areas. On one hand, it's built on the business potential that IBM sort of identifies. So in this way, we try to sort of secure long-term financial sustainability of the centers. On the other hand, these are the, I would say, areas that are interesting for the university themselves. So for example, I can take a competence center for smarter commerce that we have at University of Economics, where they have a very strong drive on the social networks or enterprise social networks or social business as a sort of technical term that is used nowadays. And with this center, what they are doing is they are working on real projects, which is something very important for the students on one side, because the students get real practical experience. So at the end of the day, they end up as graduates with work experience. It is also important for the university side, because via the applied research, they can get a feedback from the real projects, how their research results are sort of adequate or applied in the real industry, in the real projects. And for IBM, of course, it is important because we are sort of developing new ways, new trends, like the social business. And this is something that's sort of new to the market, and it's only natural to have a university as a partner in the sort of development and promoting and cooperation for the future.
As far as I understand, the Czech branch, or the Prague-based branch of IBM, specializes, or its research department specializes on speech recognition programs. So do you also work with the Czech universities in this kind of core research?
Yes, we do. These research activities are done in the cooperation between IBM Research, which is Watson Lab division that sort of resides at IBM Czech Republic Prague, in cooperation with IBM Software Group. Because it's not only about voice recognition, it's about voice recognition in special solutions. So we have a solution for example, financial sector or for the industry of insurance companies, where they can leverage these technologies in cooperation with our sort of software solutions. So this is something special where it is across the divisions and together with the University of, for example, of West Bohemia, where they have a very sort of strong group of language processing.
When you want to start cooperation, which may be a difficult question because you already are engaged in a number of programs, but for instance, a new problem or new issue appears within your own research, how do you go about finding a partner in the Czech university world?
It's a difficult one, actually, because it's always about people at the end of the day. So what we are trying is really to pinpoint the drivers or the champions at the universities that are open to collaboration with the industry. We try to pinpoint these either via the students, via the contacts we have with the university. Sometimes we try to leverage the platforms for industry cooperation that are available at the universities. And it's really about finding really a driver that would be that would have proactive approach to the cooperation, because you can't have one-way cooperation.
Do you find Czech universities ready for, you know, or welcoming even such cooperation from the business sphere or the industry sphere?
It's hard to have it as a sort of general answer, because back to what I said, it's about individual people. So you have to really find these people, and these people are at different universities. We have cooperation with Czech Technical University, with the University of Economics, with Bohemia University, with universities at Brno as well. So it's not about sort of the university. If I look at the university itself, usually on the high level, we have some memorandum of understanding on something of that would sort of have, give a framework of cooperation. But if we go to the detail, to the individual projects, then it's about, you know, finding the right people.
You already mentioned the issue of graduates, which is one way of how business or industry and universities can cooperate. Do you find enough good or quality, so to speak, quality graduates in the Czech Republic to match your staff needs?
If I look at the programs we have for the internship for the students, we definitely have a lot of very good students that are applying for the internship. So for IBM Czech Republic, there is enough skilled workforce in the IT labor market, but nevertheless you have to find them. You not only find them, but at the end of the day, during the internships, they have, for example, Soft Skills Academy, they have special certification, and you have to sort of train them on top of what they have as a sort of basic the knowledge that they bring from the university. And this is where I see that it is important that the university and industry cooperate, because we want to supplement the education with the practice, to bring students to the practice, to the real projects. We don't want to replace the sort of education that is done at the universities.
From what you just said, are you suggesting that Czech universities or Czech technical universities produce graduates that are not qualified enough to start working in a company, that you have to do something on top of what they receive at the universities?
From this point of view, I would say that we can confirm the results that was done on the research of University of Economics when they researched the graduates from the ICT industry and how they are prepared for the labor market, and they measured it in the way how many hours of additional training is needed. And from this point of view, there is still gap in the market, and especially at the bachelors that are sort of leaving for the labor market, they are not quite ready to be employed immediately.
The Czech Education Ministry is now working on education reform or university reform, which, among other things, should divide Czech universities into three groups, into the research-oriented institutions, into what they call academic institutions, and then sort of professional-oriented, which should produce these people with bachelor degrees. Do you consider the basic outlines of the reform helpful for what you're doing with Czech universities?
I think it's good, this sort of profilation of universities, this could help to get more, I would say, positive view from the industry on the bachelors, because the bachelors so far are sort of, I would say, artificial product of Bolognese process, where we have 5-year study and it was sort of divided into 3 years of bachelor and 2 years of master studies. But this is not about dividing it into 3 years and 2 years. It's about developing practical skills for the bachelor. So when the bachelor leaves the university and enters the market, he has to be sort of employable. So there should definitely be more focus put on how to develop the practical skills of bachelors, and not only skills in a way of the skills of one expertise, but it should be across more disciplines. So it should be really a sort of skills from soft skills to technical skills, have some working experience, maybe discuss the possibility of having internship as a sort of optional way how to obtain skills.
And is there anything else that you think the education reform will make easier in your efforts to try work together with Czech universities in research?
Well, I hope that in the area of sort of quality and accreditation, that there will be also a possibility for the future for the voice of industry to be heard in a way that at the end of the day, even the industry is sort of seeking the employability. It's not seeking to sort of push products into the curricula. So from this point of view, I would find it very welcoming if industry would be sort of involved in the accreditation process, at least as a institute that will raise or can comment on the stuff that is oriented on the quality of the courses at the education.